H for Hustle Podcast, welcome back. Another illustrious episode up ahead. And on today's episode, guys, it's just me. More fire conversations for you guys. And I just want to get into it real fast, hot and heavy. Just give you guys something to think about. So, actually, this past week, my best friend, his wife, and I were talking on the phone. And she was asking me, you know, how do you move forward when you're scared and you don't have an idea about how to move forward? Like, she's like, you do so many things and it doesn't seem like you're afraid of anything. How do you move forward? What do you tell yourself? Like, how do you just get up and do it? And, you know, I said, some of it's like hardwired in me, but sometimes certain things I tell myself. And she's like, so what do you tell yourself? And I said, you know, I have three daughters and their ages are 8, 5, and 3. And I always tell myself, we always tell them, me and my wife, we always tell them, you could be whatever you want, right? You could do whatever it is that you want. But why would I be able to tell them that? And I'm not myself, not living what I'm telling them. And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, kids watch what you do. They don't watch what you say, right? So if we could tell them, hey, you could do and be whatever you want, but on the flip side, I'm going to stay in this company or this job or this thing that I don't like to do, I'm going to continue to do that. But no, but you could go do whatever you want to do. The sky's the limit. But me, I'm going to stay here and be afraid and stay at this job that I hate or do this thing that I don't like to do or talk to these people I really don't want to talk to every day. But no, son and daughter, you guys can go out there and do whatever you want. That doesn't work. You look like a hypocrite very quickly. You look like a hypocrite, right? So if I'm going to tell my kid they can do and be whatever they want, I'm going to have to go be and do whatever it is that I want to do. And she was like, huh, I never heard it said like that. And I said, you know, there's other steps that you can take that will, you know, that can help you move forward. So she's like, what are those steps? So I kind of had the conversation with her after I got off the call. I was like, man, that would be a great podcast. I think so much other people would need to hear that. So that's why I'm bringing you today's episode. So, you know, how do you move forward when you're scared and you don't have any idea? So I think the first step is to realize that the struggle is real, right? That's the first part of it. You have to realize that you're lost, you're unsure, you are afraid. Like, say that you're scared. It's okay to acknowledge that you're afraid and acknowledge that you have no idea. I like to journal. If you have a therapist, if you have somebody else you could talk to, best friend or whatever, but say it out loud. For me, I write it in my journal. I'm afraid of X, Y, and Z. I'm afraid of this. Here's the reasons why. I don't know why I'm so afraid. I acknowledge that you're afraid. Once you acknowledge that you're afraid and why you're afraid and what this is triggering in you, great. Then the next step is to figure out how to find a direction. Like, find something that lights you up. Most of the time, and I've talked about this with other guests, is you can find a thing that lights you up because you spend most of your time already doing that thing, right? Like, I like to educate people. So when people call me and ask me questions, just like my friend's wife, I like educating. So I start teaching. So teaching for me is something that I love to do. It doesn't even matter what I'm teaching. I just love teaching other people and love teaching them about business or life or whatever the case may be. I love to educate. So you already are doing the thing that you like to do. That's the thing that you'll spend most of your time doing. For some people, it's riding their mountain bike. For some people, it's, you know, cooking. Some people, it's whatever it is, certain things that help me find out like my passion too. Just look at the things that's on your explore page or for you page on TikTok. Like, what you spend most of your time looking at and watching, that's the kind of the thing that you're into, right? If you look at people making food all day long, I have a cousin, he loves watching everything on YouTube about people cooking and traveling and cooking. So every time we talk about him cooking something new or going to a new restaurant with his wife or trying this new thing. So clearly there's an interest there for cooking and for trying things and trying food and traveling. So usually you can find the direction in something that you really like, and it's what you could focus on next. Once you figure that out, it's time to just push through fear, right? So let's just use the example of you like to cook and you would love to cook for others. Figure out, okay, this is what I would like to do. I'd like to cook for people in small settings and blah, 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 whatever the thing is. It's now time to like push through that fear. Make a small meal in your house and invite 5 people over to try it. Then see how you can scale. Maybe I can tell those 5 friends, hey, invite somebody else. That'd be 10 people. But the next time I'm doing a 3-course meal, and I would love for you guys pays for everyone here to pay $30 for that, just to cover the cost of the food. And they'll bring, you know, a friend plus themselves. They all pay $30. That covers the cost of the food. So it's 10 times 30. There you go. You've made some money relatively fast. Maybe it's just to cover your cost of you cooking for others. And then you scale it up. But do understand that you are going to be afraid. Push through the fear. Being afraid doesn't mean that something's wrong. Sometimes it means you're on the right path and it just feels uncomfortable for a second, right? It's like everything else in life. When you first start learning to ride a bike, or you first start learning to drive, you first going to school for the first time. I remember going to like 2nd grade and I was going to a new school and I was so nervous and oh my God. And then you get there and you realize it's just a teacher and some kids and it's not that scary to begin with. It's okay to be afraid and still move forward. Just take small incremental steps in your forward motion. Once you understand that, you can grow from there. It's just one step at a time. If you're afraid to have everyone try your food, invite 5 people you know to try your food. Invite 2 people, invite 1 person. Start small and grow from there. And then just keep making incremental strides. So if you're in a job you hate and there's a job that you love somewhere, maybe you find a volunteer job or a volunteer thing that's in the industry you want to be in, right? Just go volunteer, go do that thing. Give you an example. A friend of mine wanted to get into IT, but he was working in like for Optimum, which is an internet service provider, and he was just doing customer sales rep stuff over the phone. I said, all right, great, dude, go volunteer somewhere. Find a volunteer that wants to do technology. So he found a volunteer thing that wasn't quite deep into technology, but it was a beginning start. And he went to a nursing home to teach older people how to use the computer and how to use certain things, check their email and stuff like that. And he did it for 10 weeks. But during the time he was in their nursing home, the nursing home had issues with their computers. And he was like, oh, I'll show you how to do this. And the HR lady had an issue. And he's like, oh, I'll do the printer thing. And before you know it, that volunteer thing that he went to go teach the elderly how to use a computer really well, eventually he was able to start helping them out with some of their IT problems. And I told him, I was like, dude, you're doing the job that you want. Why don't you put that on your resume? He put it on his resume that he did help desk in this specific nursing home. They vouched for him that he did do those things, and he was able to get a help desk job. And then eventually he's growing and growing. He's been growing in the IT sector. He's been doing it for like 8 years now. But his transition to it was just a volunteer job that I told him to try to get. So you could make small strides, inroads into a thing you want to do. You don't have to come out the gate swinging and start off big. You could come out the gate, start off small, and crack the gate a little bit. Then you crack it a little bit more. Then you push through it. Then you walk across the threshold of the gate. Then you go on the other side. It takes time. And understand that you are just doing these things incrementally over time, and they'll get there with time. So understanding that it's okay to be afraid, and it's also okay to start. It's okay to say, oh my God, I don't know how this is going to work, and still say, all right, it's time to get to work, right? You don't have to let fear stop you. Fear is a temporary thing. Like I said on last week's episode, sometimes we're more afraid of the actual, we like being so afraid more than we actually like doing the thing. The scariest part is actually being scared. Doing it is actually not that scary. So this is something I told my friend's wife, and, you know, I think it was a good framework for you guys as well. You know, first is understanding that the struggle is real, knowing that you are in what you are. It's okay to be afraid. Acknowledge that you're afraid. Number two, find direction. Write down your direction, what your next steps, what you want to do. I always tell people, don't be so afraid of like, oh my God, what's the thing? Find the industry. Even if you don't know the thing, find the industry, and there's a way in to that industry, then do your thing in that industry. So if that industry is mountain bikes, if that industry is cooking, if that industry is lamps or speakers, there's a way into that industry. Find the industry itself, and then you can find a way in. If that's volunteering, it's finding a job, it's whatever it is, you can find your way into that industry. It's just, and then push through even though you're afraid. Still move forward, even though you're afraid. And that's been my framework that I've been using my entire life. If I know nothing about an industry, great. I'm going to find somebody in the industry. I'm going to get close to them. I'm going to find a direction in. I'm going to find my way in. And then I'm going to push through fear and just keep on moving. So guys, I hope this episode helps you. It helped my wife's friend, so I figured it'd help you. Thank you guys so much for listening. Remember, if you are on iTunes or anywhere you listen to this podcast, just hit subscribe. The more the podcast gets subscribers, the more we grow, the bigger the podcast gets, the more information and the better guest I can get on the show as well. So, guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm going to leave you guys with the quote from the late, great Nipsey Hussle, the quote I always leave you guys. The quote goes, "This game will test you. Never fold. Stay 10 toes down, because it's not on you, it's in you. And what's in you, they can never take away." That's it, guys. Peace. Boom.